This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Jeff Phelps, Menigan, in for Baskin today. So Scott Petrek was just with us from the Chronicle-Telegram, and we appreciate him being with us every Monday at 11 o'clock. And we're talking about the quarterback situation and all that stuff and everything else. I have two things I want to share with you here, Dana.
Oh, boy.
If Andy were here, I would say these will make your head explode.
Oh, boy.
First of all, our buddy Nick Shook.
Hey! The Shooky Cookie.
The Shooky Cookie. Local guy, Kent Stater. Writes for NFL.com. Great guy, yeah. He had a piece out last week. It came out on the 13th. Ranking all 59. Yeah, there it goes. Ranking all 59 starting quarterbacks from the 2024 NFL season. 59 okay. Different guys started a quarterback last year in the NFL.
Again, that number?
59.
And we want to add another game, huh?
Yeah, I know. That's a valid point.
And we want to add another game.
Just for giggles. Okay.
And we want to expand, too, and add more teams.
He ranked them. 59 guys. Number one was Lamar Jackson.
Well, that makes sense.
Number two was Josh Allen. Number
also
three was Joe Burrow.
Can get behind that.
Four was Jared Goff.
No argument here.
Five was Jaden Daniels.
I have no disagreement.
Six was Baker Mayfield.
Ooh.
One spot ahead of his former Texas Tech teammate, Patrick Mahomes.
Interesting.
Matthew Stafford was 8, Jalen Hurts was 9, and Jordan Love was 10.
That feels a little high for Jordan Love.
Okay, and then, you know, there's some other guys throughout. Sam Darnold was 13th. That was it, you know, after Sam had the great year, but a bad finish. C.J. Stroud was 15, Bryce Young was 16. Tua was 18, Dak Prescott was hurt much of the year. He was still 19. Bo Nix, rookie, was 20. Drake May, 21. Aaron Rodgers, 22. Kirk Cousins was 25.
I have disagreements.
And then he got benched. Trevor Lawrence was 26. Caleb Williams, first overall pick, was 28th.
Okay.
30 was Michael Penix Jr.
He had two games that were pretty good.
Malik Willis of the Pack was 31.
Could run the triple option with the best of them. Could go right to a service academy today. It'd be great.
And 32nd.
32nd.
How many teams are there?
It'll be 32.
Jameis Winston.
That checks out. Jameis Winston is a starter in this league.
Is he?
Yes. Jameis Winston is one of the 32 best quarterbacks in this league.
I kind of think so, too.
Yes. As much as everybody here, he has too many turnovers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You go down the list of gentlemen that before Jameis Winston.
And it he had Malik Willis ahead of Jameis. I don't buy that.
You can really make some arguments.
Aiden O'Connell at 29th. Shooky, we love you, by the way.
Yeah, it's nothing personal.
This is great. It's thought-provoking.
You've done your job by making this column, which is to make all of us talk about it and disagree with you and have discussions about it. Therefore, well done. But, Jameis Winston is a starting quarterback in this league, and I know nobody wants to hear that because everybody is hooked on the shiny new toy.
And I don't think anybody's going to give him a starting gig next year.
No, he'll be a backup somewhere, and it's going to be mind-numbing.
Yep.
Because, again, we're not starting the 32 best players. We're starting the 32 highest ceilings.
Well, he's 32nd out of the 59 starting list. Tyler Huntley was 34.
Oof.
Daniel Jones was 37, and he got cut. He got cut.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco was 40th.
And he was not good.
Mac Jones was 42nd.
He was dreadful.
Jacoby Brissett was 44th.
He was slow and dreadful.
Kenny Pickett was 47th.
Tanner
McKee was 48th. He started like one game.
He had some moments.
For the Eagles. Josh Dobbs, 49th. Josh, we love you. NASA's looking for you.
The astronaut.
My guy Trey Lance was 52nd.
Trey Lance was 52nd.
Your guy Skylar Thompson was 55th.
That checks out.
And 56th.
How in the world did he become my guy, by the way?
56th. I just like saying it. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, 56.
56. And there are 32 teams. That is correct?
There are 32 teams.
Yeah. Okay, that checks out.
He was one ahead of Carson Wentz, who I said, by the way, I wouldn't mind the Browns signing. Anyhow, he barely played.
If anything, this might be more of like a revelation of how deep into the dumpster you're willing to dive.
Here's what Shookie said about Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Like, you might need a snorkel going that deep.
Cleveland's strange fascination with DTR likely reached its end in 2024. That's a great line.
And I would like to take a moment to thank the heavens for that one, because
yeah,
I don't need to watch him play football anymore.
Says he no looked offense. Entirely overwhelmed by the speed of the game, yep. Failed to push the Browns' offense forward. They trudged toward a mercurial end of a miserable season. That's well written, Shookie. He said, if anything, DTR regressed from 2023, and if he does stick around, it's only because he's under a rookie contract.
It felt, watching DTR play quarterback, like everybody else was moving at 1.5 speed, and he was moving at 1 speed.
Carson Wentz was 57th. Tommy DeVito was 58th.
Tommy Cutlets.
And ranked 59th out of 59 guys who started a quarterback for an NFL team at some point last year. Deshaun Watson.
That checks out.
Dead last. He said Watson proved in 2024 he's not fit to play quarterback in the NFL anymore.
That offense with him at the helm was repugnant. Like, it was offensive. Like, you should not show that to children under 17.
He said the Browns were significantly better with Winston at quarterback, which is damning for Watson's case to remain in the NFL. He'd be long gone from Cleveland if not for the contract, which I think is true.
It's 100% true.
Yeah.
It's the reason why, like, we're all looking. I feel like for the first time in a very, very long time, everybody's back onto the same page of going, like, okay, this experiment was a gargantuan failure.
Yeah.
And I'm not breaking news, and I'm not being controversial when saying that. We're all good.
It's bad. We all know the situation. The guy didn't even pass for 200 yards in a game last year. And then Jameis goes in, and yeah, he threw some interceptions, but had a 497-yard passing game and made the wide receivers look relevant.
I'll go a step further. Deshaun Watson gets hurt. DTR, right? DTR came in after that, right?
In that game, yeah.
In that game.
And then Jameis,
too. And led a really ugly drive. And then Jameis steps in and leads a touchdown drive. Now, granted, it was garbage time.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, led a touchdown drive in garbage time like it was nothing in the same game of all of that. Then came in and looked really good, started throwing picks, and alas, here we are. And, yeah. And for some reason, none of us will ever figure out outside of, let's watch the young guy play, / we want the second overall pick. Decided, okay, let's yank Jameis out of there and put in DTR and watch this thing go back to sputtering.
Shookie, I agree with you. I don't think there was anybody overall worse at quarterback than Deshaun last year, and the Browns are stuck for two more years with a contract. I had promised some news about Andrew Berry. Little thought there that it wasn't good. We talked too much quarterback. The Andrew Berry thought coming up. Plus, what was going on in Florida yesterday?
Yeah, you got to help me with this one.
I don't quite get it. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.